I, for one, am fascinated by the connection between contemporary modern-day musical artist Sting and Thomas Cole.
First of all, they were born about an hour apart, an hour traveling. Sting was born in Newcastle, and Cole's birthplace was actually about an hour and a half southwest of there. So geographically, there is something in common. But Sting's and my involvement has sort of been going on for 30 years. We've been doing various projects here and there. And around the turn of the millennium, the city of Newcastle was opening a new performing arts center designed by Sir Norman Foster. And they were going to have a ribbon-cutting, spectacular facility. And we were goofing around someplace, and he said, you know, what do you think? You think there's a painting there? And I thought, sure, let's check it out. Let me think about it. And came up with the idea for a large vista of the text, which is what we call my large pieces that from a distance are reminiscent of the early 19th century work from America and the UK. But when you get up close, there are actually images and text woven through the composition. And the piece I did of Newcastle had passages that reflected the several hundred year history of not just the town, but also the ship industry and the coal mines that region was known for. Fast forward a few more years, Sting was working on a project that was essentially a musical of this, a song cycle that had to do with the history of his growing up in this shipbuilding community. And this song cycle was tweaked and rearranged to become the Broadway musical that was on Broadway a couple years ago. He has since taken it and he's reworked it to be closer to the autobiographical song cycle he intended. And that's going to be happening in London sometime next year, I believe. But along the way, I was approached by the curators at the Metropolitan Museum who said they were doing an unprecedented show of Thomas Cole's work at the Met. And, of course, that piqued my curiosity. I mean, unprecedented? I mean, Americans are quite familiar with Thomas Cole's work. One of the ironies is that Thomas Cole was an Englishman, and not many people think of that because they just know of his life as it was when his family moved him to America. But the fact is that he was an Englishman, and one of the ironies is not one major museum in England owns a Thomas Cole painting. And they were curious as to would I like to be involved with the show. And the unprecedented nature of this is that for the first time, are going to be showing the 19th century and 18th century work that Cole saw as a teenager living in England that inspired his eventually founding the first American art movement. So that was a pretty cool idea. Not only are they celebrating the fact that Cole was English to begin with, but they're showing the work that inspired him that set everything from the Hudson River School to contemporary figurative painting, all in motion. And that's going to be happening with this show. And so an obvious extension of that, Betsy Kornheiser was going to say, well, you and Sting have been doing something for a long time. Why don't you think he'd be interested? So I asked him, and he said, sounds like fun. So it was essentially that simple. It's going to be my large Oxbow piece, which is essentially a takeoff of the one of Thomas Cole's most famous paintings of the Connecticut River Oxbow. Ironically, I actually lived a mile and a half from the Oxbow for 15 years and felt that gave me the right to reclaim that passage as a subject for a painting. They are also going to include the book that the two of us have been working on for the last several years. It's a book called The Last Ship from the River of the Northern City, which is an extension of his song cycle called The Last Ship. It's going to be lyrics of his from this these songs and woodcuts of mine that show different parts of this Newcastle community, both, you know, from the 19th century and contemporary. That book will be on display. The Met has acquired their own copy of this. And then the third part of this, Sting's going to give three solo acoustic concerts in April that basically, I think the last time we spoke, he's going to be singing mostly the songs from this song cycle that reflect this connection with the shipping community and make the most immediate geographic connection to Thomas Cole. And I'm going to put an assemblage of these images that we have that will be projected throughout the performance there. The thing that's going to be fun about this show, for me anyway, Sting's just, he's performed in so many places in all over the world for so many years. This is going to be one of the smallest performances he's done. I think it's only like 600 seats in this auditorium. And so once word gets out that this is going on, there's probably not going to be a lot of room to, a lot of time to get these tickets. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be a really cool way to celebrate this unique painter that both the Americans and now finally the English are claiming. And we're celebrating this guy by way of contemporary art and music.